זה יהודות. זה הלוך למס אישו. ממש following the shuva have from the zalm so so it means that the beginning of Mitzvah Shleim the question that we're saying we learned that wine has its own bracha because it's Shtana Lamal Yusuf and then it is Sod Mesameyach. The question that Shlomo Zalman raised is, what's the deal with the grape juice? Because the grape juice, L'chaira, is not Mesameyach. It's one concern that we have. It's Shtan Mal Yusuf because it's Sod Mesameyach. Is grape juice solid? These things are very hard to determine. The Kivei Yisudim grape juice. And if the Kivei Yisudim means that it can become an important part of a meal, it's not the same thing as wine. So it's missing these qualities. So you have something which is processed in the exact same way as wine. Physically, it's very similar to wine. On the other hand, it is further processed by boiling the wine before it has a chance to ferment, so it cuts short the ability for it to ferment, so it can never become alcoholic. The question is, because it's missing all these qualities. So on one hand, we have the exact same product, right? On the other hand, the qualities that made this product that Chazal gave a special bracha are lacking. So that's the question. So Rosh Hashanah is of the opinion that we should make a burnt kugel and grape juice. And these ideas are common practice, I think. And although I don't think Rabbi Yosha has written about it, but it's been said b'shmo not to make a burfi gavin, to make it a burfi eitz. I think. There's a new sefer that I didn't have a chance to look at this morning, called the Piski Chubas Chelik Beis. So he probably has a record, which I'll look at later on tonight, of with the question. I think the Minchas Yitzchak, they used to twice as a tshuva, which is a negative word for Yigach. So what's it based on? So, Shlomo Zalman begins with the sugya in Baba Batra. Shlomo Zalman, there is to organize the material. Shlomo Zalman brings two rayas. It's negative word for Yigach. Right? And then, there is a sugya, and the yayin, and I pronounce it haropi, which may be relevant. A machlokes is relevant, right? Because we're not sure what the teeth of the yayin haropi. And then there's an interesting aura that in this Kaplan, one of the Maikidei Shurim and Mir, Shalmin Nissen, has that supports Rishon Mazam's approach. That some will organize the material. Two rise for Shlomo Zalman's approach. That is the Chayra, when you begin the Sugya, so what's the intuitive? Well, maybe if you wouldn't have anything to eat, if you have to pass him right now. And he had gifts in front of you. So what would be the intuitive approach, based on what we learned so far? Move with Ezra.
It's good.
You'd say what?
It's good.
The circle is not the Mishnah Melisa that we've been talking about. Who is that?
The fact that it's
in Sameh
isn't the Mishnah
Melisa
that
I'm going to say. What's the Mishnah Melisa?
It's
sorry. So, first of all, that's not so clear. You know, the Rabbi Yehuda quotes
they just use it to be entirely as a pasuk. They don't say that that is the Mishnah about Yisrael.
Yeah, well, I suppose you look at the Rebbe Yonos, he has both. The Rebbe Yonos, remember, he has both. So, but even if you'd say that's correct, so how do you know what so it is? But, so if so, it means that it's satisfying. So I'm not even sure about, again, it's how wine is satisfying. And if so, it means that that's an important part of the Suda in the Sufa. What do you think? So I thought that you know what we're saying.
I would say nothing.
Because?
No difference in any other issues. But the Rishon said, Masa Gesheli.
Right. So but that also is, that's what's so right. There was a two pshatim and so on. So behind the hard to say that grape juice is mastic as a leaf, right? So that's why I thought that the burden of proof is on the Rosh Hashanah's approach. That was the Muslim we should be. Now why? By Chazal Rishon Neger, here's exactly the one, it's not one. But I thought. So the burden of proof is to prove that in fact the witness the one that needs to distribute. Let's look at the more itself. We're all just known as the sorry, in the boat. Let's go back for a minute and let's check over again. Alright? My mission of Meshuzah said, I think Meshuzah needs to concentrate. That when reduces it by distillation, so that when you reduce the extract, the wine extract, by distillation, says only 1/5 of the original. So you add water to bring it back to its full volume. It comes back the way it was when it was before the still. The chachila, you only make you can only do for kiddush make a bur for your gacha, and the chachila, if it doesn't have a bracha bur for your gacha, it has to be mechamar medina, so it may lose out on both ends. In other words, grape juice may be less of a chamar medina than coffee, tea, or coke, or soda. The gamut passion of the Shulam of these guys, the name of our faith was that the Esher Shem Mitzvah Nabi Mark, first of Mark, the first of Mark, the end of who the first of Yahweh. And the Lord of Mark is the Jesus. The Asher Shem Arba Hamish is the Kodim of the Lord, and it's the Mitzvah of the Gamut Imam Shema Mari. The Kodim of the Lord of Mark, the Lord of Imam Shema Chanabi, and the Lord of Shem Yahweh. So the first issue that I was not going to do with is the issue of the concentrate. So I was not. I thought that concentrate is less of an issue. What's the issue of concentrate? Everybody has that sugya. The Gemara will discuss later on that if you add water to wine, it remains wine till the dilution is 5:1. It's very significant. Because if you take wine and you add 5 parts water, that's still called wine. Still called wine for Kiddush, still called wine for our Kosos. You have to understand, a lot of our wine you drink is already diluted. Right? It's like most of the wine you drink is diluted already. So you can't just add 5 parts. So it's not 5:1. There are wines that are totally undiluted. I forget which ones. There are wines that are totally undiluted. So Rishon Zalman first raises the question of whether dilution, the grape, since grape juice is made by first diluting, by first make into a concentrate, and then add in water. He says that maybe it should not be wine for that reason. So then, Moshe Sternbach Hoskins, that for that reason you don't make a water for yourself on creatures, and you can't use it for Kiddush, because it's made for concentrate. So I think that was less of a problem, because the water that you're adding is less than 5 to 1. So that's what I understand. Shlomo Zalman first raises the question. So the first question he raises is, well, Mali is what does it matter? You're only adding in the water to the way to insulation. Right? That shouldn't even be part of the issue. Now, like, hey, should I take wine? I distill it so the water is drawn off, right? So I took away water, not putting back water. When I put back the water, then I reconstitute it to be what it was before. First it makes coffee, right? And then it distills the coffee, so you only have brown powder, right? Now you put the water back in. So it isn't, Shlomo's arguing, it's not even the case of adding water to wine. You reconstituted what was there before. So it might not be wine, because the water that's there initially, that water came from the grapes. So that is wine. When I add water, so I'm not reconstituting, I'm not putting back the water that's produced from the grapes. Legomi, it could be that it's basically water now. Water that has the grapes. Why? They took 5 parts water from the sink and they added the concentrate. The kosher thing, you should have done the shining sense. And the next paragraph, hey, Omnam, we call the Tamil Glory, Dori on Kalachar, plus my Allah Tamil. So then, I'm always saying, my soul is so good. You can even know your argument, but we fast it, we can fast it one and get it in the fast. Then it's better to get Luke 1, less than 1 to 3, so called 1. So maybe you should say the base of math, right?
Thank you.
So the Zim goes on to say what we began to discuss. Good. To bring this to this point, so apparently you just accept it that the dilution process should be no different than should still maintain to be one. The question is the concrete one. Okay, so I bring this to what we want to discuss now. So he raised the question: maybe you should not be one because it's not the samech u'mishaker, right? Those people will discuss it as he discussed it. Okay. Let's look at the Vashon said he's on the base. I'm a rough. This is an important sugya. It begins with the design of an aleph. But again, we're not ready for it. This is a discussion about when yayin is kosher with kiddush, and this is one of the sugyas that establishes whether the din of a yayin and kosher mizbeach is the criteria. Not right now. So the very top of the omer, rabba seichin ogim es kosher anogim. The oimer alone kiddush ayoyim. The rosh is in it. You're allowed to squeeze grapes and make kiddush on. So when you squeeze grapes, it's not fermented. Right? So the mesh was on oven. That's the charein of the grape juice golem is it. Right? I am grapes. If you're fermenting, that has to sit together for a while. So if you're going to make wine, a kiddush on freshly pressed grapes, so it must be that the Gemara understands the Chazal Rekeveya, the bracha of Borei Gofen on grape juice. And the Rambam says it's the chatzila. So the Gemara is trying to explain that Rab was quoted as saying that Ein Oimim Kiddush Hayoyim Elo Al Hayayin Haroi Li Nosech Al Gabi Mizbeya. Shouldn't you only make Kiddush and wine that be kosher from the Sacha? So we pass it, not this Gemara exactly, we'll get to in a moment. As a Nashkaminis, Halach Lamaisa can use Yain Mavushal for kiddush. That was Rav's name. The Gemara raised the question. And then the Usei Ma, what are we trying to say? What was Rav's kiddush? Ein Oimim Kiddush Rim Elo Yain Arolin Is Masech. What is Yain that's not in the Nesal Gavis Beach? So the Gemara initially thought maybe it was freshly pressed wine. But the Gemara calls Yain Megitah. Why would Yain Megitah be a candidate? Because Yain Megitah is not that mishakir. As a loch is, let's say on the 9 days, Mikra Adin, Mikra Adin was allowed to be Yajin Mishakir during the 9 days. Mikra Adin and Onen could have Yajin and Mishakir. Right? In other words, grape juice. I don't think we pass it this way, because we think we're Nizer. But, so the Gemara says maybe that's the Din, that he has Yajin Mishakir. So the Gemara says, no. Can't be. That can't be what Rav wants in mind. Why? Because Rav says, So the Gemara has one suggestion for you, Shulel. Alright? The Gemara says, no. And with the Yayin Koises, Yayin Koises Mosul Regula, Mishal Shmur Mishrei Chayra. So look at the Rashbam for Yayin Koises. The Yayin Nimka Mechanus Uposulu, to the Yavi Shefa, for the Yoyin Yoyin Shefa, the Yayin Megita, the Sefer Mil Yoyin Shefa. No, so what's it, so when the Gemara says that Yayin Koiseis should be the what Ram wants to exclude, how does the Gemara, what's the Pshat in Yayin Koseis? It's so complicated, it's if it gets you funding his technical support. He's funding my youth.
As far as how we see it, and see how it is now. the same thing with beer, that we're going to maybe look at the why it's going to be fermented instead of having fermented with it as fermented, why it's not going to be fermented with it as well.
Let's try it. That's correct. But you're assuming one other, something else was worthwhile than just expressing. Right? When Chazal were giving the bracha of Borkin Geffen, right? So what do you say? They were giving the bracha on what in any grape extract that could eventually, you know, where does it, you say?
Even grapes, huh? What's the difference between this and grapes? This isn't wine either yet.
So you want to take this back to the Machlekes Rosh of Yechiel. Okay, let's hold off then. But don't forget, we're going to come back to Yehuda. And we don't have to jump. No, is another guy, Michael?
He said that it's important that you get Mishnah of Yehuda. As you change the possible way that allows you to stop here, that is Mishnah of Yehuda. I'm saying if you're changing the way that doesn't allow you to stop here.
Oh, so now let's get this all in step. Now, the Yayin Koseis apparently went through that step, right? And then lost the step. Okay, let's move step by step here. So we're saying the following. This is what Shlomo Zalman argues. And Shlomo Zalman argues that you see from this Rashbam that you don't need to have the wine, the item which the Torah, which Chazal was conveyed in Berkei Gofen, does not have to be Yain Shachar. Yain Megipa is the Raya. On the other hand, the Gemara said, the Rashbam explained, the Gemara said, Yain Koises doesn't have to go into the Shachar. So, apparently, you could say it the way Adam said it, right? The way Adam said it. You're talking about a similar way to say it, which Shlomo Zalman accepts. And that is that the extract of grapes is called Yayin. And therefore Chazal conveyed this new bracha on Yayin. That's already called Yain. It is a shame Yain. Now, Yain Koseis loses the shame Yain. But it's an extract of wine that has not been tampered with has a shame Yain. Which has all said, work together. And Yain never think of it, a grape extract. Did they say it has to be the grape extract that's Mr. Meich and soil? Couldn't be. Because Yain Megipa is okay. Could be. So it must be that they identified, Columbus, right? They identified this, they identified something as being Yain. And they identified this extract as being wine, being Yain. Right? Now, we have to justify the Shtana that will use us because there's a potential of being Mesamech and being sorry. But otherwise, the Chorah is not able to move over here. Right? Chorah Rashbam is. Chorah, Shlomo Zalman is iron, no? Good?
Isn't
arguing Shtana
considered Yain Koseis?
So that's the cash. Kash is, Shlomo Zalman is saying is, I think it's Mukhar at this point. Where is the weak point of Shlomo Zalman's argument? Koseis. You see that something can lose the status of being a Shnamel Yusuf. This is Chazal said, good. The wine extract is wine, it's Yayin, good. Because it's wine, it's a mess, it's a lump. So you have it early on in the process, fine. Still called Yayin. Fine. But the next Nakuda of Shlomo Zalman gave it another question. Shlomo Zalman says once it has the Shem Yayin, has the Shem Yayin. What would you do? The other question says Yayin, Koseis, Ryan, not so. But you look at the stage where Basher is Shom, right? If it's a Sameach now, it's good. If it's a good Sameach, it's good. If you kill, you look at the Sameach, finished. So Shlomo Zalman said, no, Yayin Koseis does not lose the bracha of every oven simply because it's not a Sameach. Yayin Koseis was ruined. It's no longer royal to be a good drink. The context of Yayin Koseis, the price is the Chulun Leyavi. Yvel Ruti Yayin Koseis Mosul Megulam Shoshmar Visherei Chayra the Chulun Leyavi. These cannot be on the Mizbeah. All of these things are things you cannot drink. My Megula was also because they were afraid the Din Rabbanan that you can't have Megula because of Sakana that maybe a venom was found inside it. Shel Shmarim basically means that you've got the bottom of the bath, the bottom of the barrel where you have a very thick sludge of grapes and the grape skins mixed with the wine still. They drink it. It's a grape rock. Right? It already has a bad smell. It still tastes like wine, it's a bad smell. So certainly young in places. Apparently has been ruined significantly. That's true. That the Rashi, the Rashbam says that it's Nimkar Bashur. But the Shlomo Zalman argues that the Yayin Koseis has been ruined significantly. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in this. It wouldn't be in this brisa. So that's in the Kuda where Shlomo Zalman and the other poskim separate. Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion that as long as it's has not been ruined in any way, so that you still maintain the bracha of Rav Yigachon. Right? So you go back to the Tshuva. Right. So the further down. Okay, this is the That's another Shlomo Zalman's point is the following. That once it's Yai, it's Yai, until it's the standard Griusa. So the great just depends on the standard Griusa. It has a different than Yai and Kreis. That's very difficult to put it. The second Rai, again. Yai and Kreis
is like vinegar.
So, what is it that looks like vinegar?
I don't remember very exactly.
So the Mishmas of the Gemara that was ruined, right? But the Veloshim of the Rashbam is who Yair and Nipka B'chanus, who Posel Havi Shefer. So that's the issue. The Shlomo Zalman argues. That it has to be very significant ruin, because later on the Gemara is going to say that this is possible because I prevail in Olat HaChaser, which is the halach that you have to bring only nice things to the to Mizbeach. So what you're saying seems to be correct, that the again the Nakuda, which is difficult over here, is the Lashon of the Rashbam, who Yain and Nimkor B'chanus. So you have to say, why are they selling it? So you say, well, they're not selling it for wine, they're selling it for other purposes. A little bit pressed. And if you look at the Rebbe Gershom, he says that Yain Kreis is not in Kerber, not in Kerber. So it might be a Machlokes to tell what the fact of Yain Kreis is. Right, but in the Rashbam itself, it's a little bit inconsistent. Right? So the his first raya. Is parenthetically, so this Gemara is the basis of the question about whether you can use Yayin Revushal for Kiddush. Because Yayin Revushal you cannot drink the Mizbeah. Why is Yayin Revushal not a problem for Stam Yayinim? Because you have a rule that Stam Yayinim is only something which could be brought to Mizbeach. The goyim only used yain that could be brought to Mizbeach from the Rizar. So it's revushal, so it's no longer a problem with Stam Yain. Ramkin can move it, and it's not going to make it possible. On the other hand, the question is whether it still is a bracha bird via goff or not. So the machlaik is able to shine the sukh. It's machlaik to shine. Some rishonim say that when Rav made his din, that calls in the kosher of Mizbeach, in the kosher of Kiddush, he meant it. He meant it as an equation. Now the Gemara trying to figure out exactly what he was referring to, but when the Gemara figures it out, it's not an exhaustive list. It's like the very beginning of the Ruma. It's not an exhaustive list of things. They just wanted to figure out what he's referring to. But if we can find other things, like Yayin Mabushu. So it should also be possible in Kiddush. Now they're trying to say, no, the Gemara is a little bit of Tamai. The Gemara understood that it wasn't here. The Gemara, that Rav's statement was not an identity. It was not an Allah. It was a specific din. He was saying Yayin Kaisis, Yayin Mugula, Yayin Temed Yayin. That's what's possible. But if it's not, the Gemara should be okay. So we ask him that Yayin Mugusho is kosher for Kiddush. That we often prefer it. It solves any problem of going and using it. But the final Shulchan Aruch 2 days, the second day of the Yayin, but the second day of the Mizbeach, we found the choices to have Yayin change the Mizbeach. Okay, the next Raya from the Zalman is from the Suri that we learned in the Nunam Beis. The Machlek is Chacham and Eliezer. So there the Gemara was, the Gemara said that what happens if you have Yayin that has not yet, hasn't mixed in water yet. Yayin Chai. So Eliezer says, that he can't make a Bervi Gavnan. Why? Because not Nishtan on the Liusa, because no one can drink it. Right? What if Chacham say? You do make a Bervi Gavnan. Why? Same kasha. It's not Nishtan on the Liusa yet. No one can drink it. You don't make a kosher bracha on it. Right? The rulers are held until you put water into it, it says it's a shame yayin. What a chum hole? Think of a baker. A person's crazy, he wants to drink yayin chai, you make a barfi gafan on it. Nope. So how you get this? And we pass the chachamim. So how do you expect chachamim? So if you're going to insist that Chazal were conveyed were being offered only on the mention of standing on Mount Yusam and it's Basher Usham. So right now, it's not Chazal Yusam. Right now, people don't drink it. But if you accept Usham Usham's Mahalach place in the Rajbam over here, that Chazal were conveyed were being offered on that which is on the wine, the grape extract, on the juice that comes from the grapes, because it has the potential to be musaneya. That's what it's kaveya. It has a shame yayin for that reason. No, what you say, that's
right. The reason why it's self-explained
is
the reason why it's
good to
be used as an ingredient in the other drink.
Good. So Gemara says that the Gemara asks the kasha, how are you going to use it? The Gemara says it's a different look to write. Right? It's on those that's a shot, it's a different look to write. How do you understand that? You can put it into this mixture, right? And you can drink it via this mixture, right? So therefore what? So that made it nishtan l'amal yusa, that made it so v'sameach. So he's saying the Gemara just put the other over there. It already has a tachlis. It really is something of significance, but why does he get the birthday gift? Right? So those are the two rites. There is two rites that he brings. And then again, you can understand, because of the yayin koises, you can understand why other Poskim would argue and say that it's not that it's once it's nikva, then it's Shlomo Zalman says, let's say you have moldy bread, the Gemara says, no, you don't make a moitzi on it. Pasche Yipsha. So Shlomo Zalman says, yeah, you could say that Pasche Yipsha. It dropped dramatically into because it became like moldy bread. That's what they were saying before, like vinegar. That's what Vinegar Gershon says. Said Echanami. If we were learning the sugya frontwards, not backwards, not from the post and backwards, so we would probably say it's a machlek is Vinegar Gershon in the Rajba. Right? We'd probably say that. Exactly what Yayin Kosis is the Machlokes. I mean, when a Gershom is not sold in the show, of course, is sold in the show. So maybe we would say that when a Gershom would say, look, Yayin Megita in Megabar Begachim, Yayin Kosis in Megabar Begachim. So you have Rishon Zalman Yisrael, according to Rajbam. You don't know Rishon Zalman Yisrael because you have Yayin Kosis. So we would probably learn as the Machlokes Yisrael. Right? And it probably is a machlokes shem from another context. The tour in the Reish Beis, such a thing is called Yayin Harobi. Hey, Aleph Reish Bob Fei Yud, right? I think it has the Marmor Kosis. So the halach is that Yayin Harobi you don't make a bari pre agapa, you make a bari pre eitza. Right? Now, the problem is that there's a machlokes to finish what the mitzvah is. What is Yain Harogi? The Sefer called the Knesset HaGdolah, which is very, very early after, around the time of the Shulchan Aruch, a little bit after. But the Knesset HaGdolah is primarily a collection of late Rishonim. So he says that Yain Harogi is wine, Yain Megiddo, and they put in Ofar Lovan. They put Ofar Lovan in it. And what does Ofar Lovan do? It makes it easier for the wine to separate from the grapes and maintains the sweetness of the grapes. It could be that Ofar Lovan is sugar. And that's sugar. That sugar is sitting there. Why are you talking about Ofar Lovan? However, the effect apparently, and then they warm it. They don't boil it; they warm it. So apparently, because the yayin harofi can no longer ferment. So therefore, it loses its bracha by bigacha. So that would be, seems to be a perfect raya against shomazal. It sounds like our grape juice. Why is it not so posh? Because the Shulchan Aruch says that yain haropi is not. Yain haropi is the sugar and the boiling and the warming takes place even before it is squeezed, as before the wine leaves the grapes. So then you argue it's a rye for shalva. That would be because it never became wine. That's why it loses the bracha. So again, it could be a machleish, it's just hard to say. They have different descriptions of exactly what this was. But the point would be the following. If we all agree what Yain Megiddo is, that Yain Megiddo is fresh wine which cannot be drunk, or Yain Chai is fresh wine which cannot be drunk, but the Yain Megiddo is not Meshaker, Yain Chai is probably Meshaker. And then we say that we would pass in the Yain Megiddo and Yain Chai, we make a burping offer. And then, on the other hand, this is where I take it from the focus. If, on the other hand, we say, well, I have Yayin Koises, that's Nimkar Bashuk, I have Yayin Haropi, that is processed and it loses the bracha of burping offer, then I roll Yashu's position. Bashem Rasham. So the grape juice lost the bracha, it's no longer Meshach. If on the other hand, I say that my Yayin Koises is wine that's Nimkar Hashok, I say my Yayin Haropi is the thing which never became wine, so then I have Rishon Zalman's position. And once something became wine, it's wine. I have no counter raya to tell me that an object can lose its shame, yeah, unless it magic is ruined. Comes with Mrs. Kaplan, and he said, I'll bring you a raya to this yisoy, that something can have its, that its bracha comes once it has the shame of the item that Chazal identified to give it its bracha. That's going to be sugya that we're going to come up to. I'm involved with grace when it comes to the sugya of underdeveloped grapes. A person is harvest grapes before they are at a normal size. The normal size of a grape is the size of a full halon. That's what it's called, a grape. Now what happens if a person harvests grapes early and wants to rush to the market? They're not full halon yet. So the statistician says they still say a word for you. Says a chayyadam. That should not be the case. Why not? So we have a halacha that if something is normally eaten cooked and you eat it raw, for example, crabs. What else is only cooked? Okay? The person chops into a fair, so he wouldn't make a bar for you though. Right? Because it only gets its bracha when it's eaten in the normal fashion. So it says the Chai Yadam, so if you have an underdeveloped grape, you never see these little guys in the market. Because no one ever waits for it to harvest. So why are you making a bird for your eggs on it? The Chai Yadam is kasha against testes. So it comes with the Kaplan and says, apparently, you see, you're saying these testes. That once this thing's, once Chazal were conveyed that something should have a barley free aid, right? So then, even though it may not be precisely the way that Chazal identified it, it really has its shame pairy against the barley free aids. The potatoes, that's something different. The potatoes, not that God's broch and Lassa's broch. No, that's not what I'm saying. That the boy creates is for eating in a normal fashion. It's not that the grape, that the potato, it's not a potato yet. Not a cook. Because I'll say, you have to eat it normally. So, if you eat this underdeveloped grape normally, it's already called a grape. So says, there you see that a riot with this idea of Shlomo Zalman. The Chazal, when he said, Borg Pir Goshen, they had a grape in mind, they had wine in mind. Right? As long as it's considered to be wine, it's a Borg Pir Goshen. Right? Unless it's mamish becomes vinegar. Okay, now finish up becoming a Dovah's idea, what he said a little while ago. So Dovah said, why is this not dependent on the machlekes he showed me of a person who has grape and wine and makes the grape gushen on the grape and the wine and the grape, and then the machlekes he showed him whether you were yotzei on the grapes, and we interpret that to mean is exactly what is the pure shamil of the grape gushen. It's Baruch Hu Gavin, and Baruch Hu gave us the wherewithal to make wine. It's Baruch Hu Gavin, and Baruch Hu gave us grapes. Right? And grapes, as I said, include wine. So if the Baruch Hu Gavin is on grapes, and Chazal were conveying that you say grapes, the effect is Baruch Hu for the grapes, when you have the wine, so it certainly stands to reason that if you have grape juice, you make a Baruch Hu Gavin as well. Can't be Muslim. They're arguing with it. But if on the other hand you say that Borif Yigachin is on the substance of Ibsam al Yusuf, then it stands to greater reason. Again, let's say it's Mukhruf, like Rabbi Yashar's approach, like Bashar Rishon. Right? Again, it's the if we were learning the Sugya, and we're not confined to it. If the presentation, today's presentation was Halakha Maisim, like it's supposed to. How they come to their conclusion. If we were learning the sugyas, so we probably would have developed a machlekes rishonim, and then said that this could be the machlekes rishonim on and had him send the Baruch Hu Gavin. Correct. I think it's correct to say that if you continuously evaluate the extract to find out whether it's void to a Baruch Hu Gavin, that means that the Baruch Hu Gavin is just on one to say, not on the grapes, because they will use one or the other. Okay, I apologize for the kindness, I have a hard time talking. But I wanted to. Let's finish up this little aside. So tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll go on to the next sugya of Shem. Right? I'll be here. I'll run the comments for you in the morning. Okay. Well, I think people know what's going on. The question is, it doesn't really know.